This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about today is globally, not just here in America, but we're starting to see it here in America now, but in Australia, we're seeing people begin to defy tyranny. We're seeing in the UK people rising up. I'm not just talking about one or two, friends. I'm talking about the masses of the people. You would call them the silent majority are beginning to stand up and let their voices be heard by them that are supposed to serve them. They're the constituents. They're to be served. The politicians are not there to be served. They have it backwards. And again, friends, this is happening all across the globe. The UK is rising up. Germany's rising up. France is rising up. And, of course, you hear very little to nothing concerning the issues going on over there because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. They don't want you to know that the masses of the people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So we're going to be talking about that. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to actually show you, folks, 12,000 people in California went to the Capitol, the state Capitol, in the face of the tyrant dictator wannabe, the effeminate Gavin Newsom, the governor there, and they started worshiping the Lord. And folks, by the way, worship means servitude as well. It doesn't just mean to sit there and raise your hands up and tell Jesus how much you love him and do nothing in turn. No, Jesus is the one that rebuked that very idea by saying, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. He said, no, show me your love by what you do on this earth for me and for my sons and daughters upon the earth. And it's exactly what's happening. And then we have another individual standing up in California, another overseer. And the reason I say overseer is because we hear a lot about pastors leading the church. Pastors aren't supposed to lead the church, by the way. It's named one time in the New Testament. It's apostle first, the prophet second, the teacher third. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And by the way, if you want reference to where it is named, go to Ephesians 4:11. You'll see it right there. And it's interesting that this particular individual is rising up in defiance, and they're actually charging him $50,000 a week because he's having service in defiance to the tyrant there, namely Gavin Newsom. Folks, again, I don't know why people suffer the abuses. Wouldn't it be better for the people just to rise up and to deal with those that are violating their sworn oath and upholding the laws against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? So help me God. It'd be so much easier if people just take the time to read the Constitution, peruse it, take a little time to understand what it says, because you're going to find provision in the U.S. Constitution that says the people have a right to remove them, impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then charge them, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. Friends, we're not supposed to put up with what's going on here. But again, I don't know why it takes so long for people to finally understand what's going on, but it's beginning to happen on a global scale. Again, we're going to be talking about people people are rising up in defiance to tyranny. Again, this is happening on a global scale. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks, friends. And I want to be the voice to tell you, to encourage you, that those that are in Christ were made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:37. And there are many that believe the Lord and they are acting accordingly. And rest assured, they're doing all that they can do. And God is going to give them a response because of their obedience. Folks, it was the Lord that said that you'll eat the good of the land. And who is he talking about? Those that take him at his word. The obedient will eat the good of the land. And those are the ones that actually see the Lord in action. And those are the ones that find, by the way, folks, they are the ones that understand who he is. It's the doers of the word, not the hearers only, deceiving themselves. Read James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment as well. Now, before we get to this, I got a friend, my new friend, Skip Coriel. He's actually operating and he's setting up an event on the 17th of next week at the capital of Michigan. And I love that. In Michigan, we're going to be on the Capitol stairs. It looks like we're going to be broadcasting that live. It will be from 10 to 2. I don't know if they're in Eastern time or Central time, but I'll double check that. But again, next Thursday, September 17th, we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And it's my understanding, friends, a lot of people come. So if you're in Michigan, please take the time to come over and say hello to us, because we all understand that we are the militia, a well-regulated militia. Again, we are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right, God-given right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, friends, shall not be violated. We're going to have him on here in just a couple of minutes. Now, before I do that, I want to point you over to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and we show you the basket of fruit. We've never been the ministry to come to you and say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. No, we've never done that. I was just the guy that didn't know that it could get done, and it's been getting done ever since. And I'm telling you what, that's the guy that's going to get it done. And we have since the very inception of this ministry, the very beginning, and we have been doing it for 23 years now. And if you want to know who we are, listen to other people. If you want to hear the experience that other people had concerning the power of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 2:5 and 1 Corinthians 4:20, do go over there and listen to what they have to say. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, you can do that. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, our date, by the way, in Texas just got pushed back to February. It was supposed to be next month, so we got an open window there. If you'd like to push something into your community, we would love to be a part of it. Again, if you want to book us, please do that, 1-866-233-0747. Now, if you want to watch us, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're going to find 13 to 15 articles over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and they are set up to combat the lies through the CIA-controlled media. We have told you that we have launched a lawsuit against Facebook, and those days are rolling out as well, friends, just in anticipation as to how they're going to respond, because I've already been committed. I'm resolved in heart and in mind to bring it to them, to get them into discovery where the house of cards will fall, because they do not want you in discovery, friends, and I'll tell you why. Because they have been suppressing and censoring my information for a long time. And by the way, I'd also ask, friends, make you aware of the fact that it's not just Bradley Dean, it's both of my websites that they've been attacking and suppressing. And I'm telling you what, friends, I've had it, and I've had it for a long time. So it's better to actually be a part of the answer than just to complain about it, right? No, we want to bring about the answer, so we're bringing it to them. Isaiah 26, verse 9. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're on the front page, top left, click on Join Us on Live Chat. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hey, by the way, I didn't get this in during the last segment. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Love it when you make it your show. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Remember what Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States of America, rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. True that. And we're not going to move from the rock of ages by the grace of God. Now, without further ado, friends, I'm going to pull up my new friend, Skip Carell. Skip lives in Michigan. We call it Milichigan now, Skip. He works full-time as a professional writer. He's an avid hunter and a sportsman, a Marine Corps veteran, and a graduate of Cornerstone University. You can also listen to Skip as he is the co-host of the syndicated military talk radio show Front Lines of Freedom on frontlinesoffreedom.com. You can also hear him and his weekly podcast, the Home Defense Show, at homedefenseshow.com. And for more information or details on Skip Carell, or want to contact him personally, go to his website at skipcorell.com. SKIPCOYELL.com. And without further ado, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I am doing fantastic. I just got off the gun range. I've been throwing lead down there. It's expensive, but I'm doing it and just having fun training people. It's a great day.
Well, amen. Thanks for joining me again. I said we would do this again because I think it's that important. On September 17th, this up and coming Thursday, next Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are going to be in Michigan at the Capitol building on the steps doing a Second Amendment rally. I guess I would ask you first and foremost, why is that so important to you, Skip, as to why you're actually setting up this event for the people in Michigan if our Second Amendment is safe vouched and our politicians are doing their job?
Well, Actually, our Second Amendment is safe, provided we defend it. I mean, the Founding Fathers, they gave us everything that we need to defend our freedom. But, you know, obviously the Second Amendment, that's the one right that protects all others. And, you know, it's like a muscle. If you don't exercise it, it atrophies, it doesn't work anymore. So I'm doing it simply because people need to be reminded, honest law-abiding citizens, they need to be reminded that, hey, you got to get out there. You got to be bold, loud, proud. You got to exercise your right or you're not going to have it anymore. And we also need to remind the politicians, all our elected officials, that, hey, we are still here. We are not silent. We're not going to go away. And if you ever try to take away our Second Amendment rights, then we got something to say about it and maybe something to do about it. So, you know, it's just a way to keep everybody accountable, you know, put all our cards on the table. You know, it's also a celebration because we just flat out have an incredibly fun time every year at the Lansing State Capitol. I mean, we had 1,200 people last year, 1,200 people the year before. We go there, we celebrate. You know, it's like a giant party with guns, and you're going to see some incredible firearms when you get there, Bradley. I mean, you're going to see AR-15s, AK-47s, flintlocks. You'll see concealed carry guns that you're just going to salivate over because everyone brings their favorite gun, and they're on display safely for everyone to see, and it's just a really, really fun time. I believe this is our 12th year.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, I was going to ask you that, and obviously the crowds have been just swelling year after year.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we started out way back in 2009. That's when I conceived the idea for Second Amendment March. It didn't exist before that. I'm the founder. Barack Obama had just been sworn in, and people were scared to death that he was going to take away their right to keep and bear arms. So, you know, I said, hey, you know, we can sit here and we can whine about it. We can, talk about it all we want, but why don't we do something about it? And I wrote an article about it, and I said, hey, if someone will build me a website, I will organize a march on Washington, D.C., a Second Amendment march. And, boy, I tell you, that first week, Bradley, I got hundreds of people emailing me and calling me saying, hey, I've never done a website before, but I'm willing to try. And, you know, we picked out a webmaster, and I formed a board. We formed a nonprofit organization. It took me 18 months to organize and form and to pay for that march. But, you know, it was an awesome thing to do. It just dominated my life for a year and a half. But we held up the rally there at the Washington Monument, right there in Washington, D.C. Obviously, we were unarmed because we're not allowed to be armed there. But it was just an awesome, awesome time. I did hundreds upon hundreds of radio, television interviews that year and a half. But, man, a lot of really good things came from the Second Amendment March. So we just keep it going every single year. And, it's just a wonderful, wonderful time where families can go on the state capitol and visit their representatives, their senators, you know, keep them in line, keep them accountable, and hear some great speakers like yourself. We do it every single year, Bradley, and going to keep on doing it forever.
I appreciate that. So it's family friendly. You see kids there. You see boys, girls. You see teenagers there. You see dads, moms, grandpas, uncles. The whole family's there is what you're telling us.
Absolutely. We've got every demographic conceivable there. My kids are always there, and there's other kids there. I mean, you'll see kids walking around, you know, with like pop guns, maybe a BB gun. I mean, it's just it's a very family-friendly event. We have never had a violent altercation except for one time. We had a handful of anti-gun left-wing people come and start some trouble. But the state police were right there. They took them in custody and led them away. And we've never had a problem with violence of any kind, in 12 years. So
I'm curious. I'm curious, Skip. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I am curious, understanding the exceptional one that you have there as a governor right now. Are your Second Amendment rights under attack by her unlawful leadership, per se, because she's not acting as a representative? That's why I use the word leadership. But are they welcoming you with open arms, or is there resistance concerning the Second Amendment march?
Well, there is resistance, but see, here in Michigan, there is a committee that basically dictates and sets the rules for everything that happens at the state capitol. And a third of those committee members are appointed by the governor and two-thirds by the legislature. We still have a fairly Second Amendment-friendly legislature. And so, you know, she tried to get to make it so no guns were allowed on the Capitol grounds earlier this year.
Yep.
She tried and she failed. And I guess my way of thinking is, okay, you're going to have 1,500 people there, all with guns, all law-abiding citizen. You know, how are you going to make us leave? Really, it's just realistically, it's not going to happen. She lost that battle. And, you know, I'm confident that if she could snap her fingers and make guns go away, no one would have guns except her.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And no one would have guns except her. That's corruption. And if that is not the definition of corruption, which equals tyranny, I don't know what is. I'm curious because I have friends that are sheriffs in Michigan as well. And I'm just curious to know. Now, I know that they're all about what you're doing out there, Skip, but I'm just curious. Are there sheriffs out there that are just kind of opposed to what you're doing, or is that very far and few between?
There are. Typically, it's going to be the sheriffs from the more urban environments because they reflect, you know, their electorate,
yep,
their constituency. But, you know, most of Michigan is rural. It still is. I mean, you've got the big cities. You got Lansing, Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Detroit, obviously. But most of Michigan is still very, very pro-gun, gun-friendly. It's just that there are so many people over on the east side of the state, over by Detroit. And in order for Michigan to stay free, all those rural areas, they've got to hang tough, they've got to stick together, band together, and fight in one loud, proud voice, or else it's like Illinois and Chicago. It's like California and Los Angeles. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, it's like an urban boil on the butt of our state.
Yep.
And there's not a whole lot we can do except hang tough and stick together. If we do that, we'll be okay.
That's right. Well, folks, we're going to be at the Second Amendment March with Skip Correll, my new friend out in Michigan, and we have him on the radio with us right now. Now, Skip, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Oh, just go to SecondAmendmentMarch.com, SecondAmendmentMarch.com, or just the number 2AMarch.com. It'll take you there. You can go there. You can click and say, yes, I'm going to be there. You can click and say, donate. Oh, cool. I want to help out with a march. All of those things. 2AMarch.com will get you there. And we're also on Facebook as well.
I appreciate you, my new friend. And I will see you shortly, within 1 week. Again, friends, we're talking to Skip Correll from Michigan, who's setting up, friends, and establishing 12 years now, Second Amendment March, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Folks, come on out. Introduce yourself. Love to see you. Love to meet you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contempt for the American people and their health.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the president for his comments about coronavirus. The Democrat from California continues.
Contempt for any real effort to crush the virus. Contempt for his supporters.
Pelosi was not asked about her comments regarding Chinatown on February 24th.
We want to be vigilant about what it might be on what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
At least seven people are dead as a result of wildfires raging in the western United States. California alone has set a record this year with nearly 2.3 million acres being destroyed by wildfires. And President Trump set to hold a campaign event in Michigan tonight. This is USA Radio News. The number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continues to decline in many places, including California. Governor Gavin Newsom reporting a 24% decline in statewide hospitalizations over a 14-day period, and a 7-day average for positive infections is at 3.8%. All of this is good news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
Is everyone worrying about after the Labor Day weekend? But I want to report that in the United States, over the last 2 weeks, new cases are down 13%, deaths are down 25%, and over the last 3 days, we're having a dramatic decrease, less than 30,000 new cases across the United States over the last 3 days post-Labor Day weekend. We're still keeping an eye on that.
The legislative director for the Democratic Speaker of the House in Oregon was arrested during rioting in Portland over the weekend. The woman arrested for interfering with a police officer. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, folks, isn't that just happy music? Hey, he's got that kind of that tone to him, you know. I want to get over to this really quick. If you want to, again, come to the Second Amendment March, it's Thursday of next week, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm really looking forward to this, friends, the more I listen to it. But if you're in Michigan, do take the time and come out and meet us there. We're going to be doing the Capitol Steps. We're going to be doing that event. And then we got a couple churches to do as well. We also got a youth group, which I'm looking forward to, getting out to those young people, because that's really where it matters, right? And so, again, if you want to go to the Second Amendment March next Thursday, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and if you want to get a hold of Skip Coriel, go to 2amarch.com, 2amarch.com. Check it out, and I hope to meet you there. Now, listen, I've got much to cover. Again, if you want to make this your show, please do, 1-866-582-9933. And I got a couple things in front of me right now. There's something that I wanted to play for you on Saturday. Remember, we were having technical issues, and it was a voice. So it was an audio piece. And it was from Robert Kennedy. And I was really inspired when I seen what I seen and what I heard from Robert Kennedy. And I want to tell you why. And I'm talking about Junior. Because he's acting just like his dad. Now, you can go on to the political game between the left and the right, which doesn't exist, Article 4, Section 4. But if we just want to be on the straight and narrow, keep in mind the Lord said that he will accept those that work righteousness in any nation, okay? And he's doing this, friends, and I'm just really happy about what he's saying, what he's doing, and he's actually established an organization on a global basis to combat the lies going on so many different fronts. Now, keep in mind, this coincides with what we're going to be talking about. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, the church rising up in the face of tyranny. It's not just the church, it's people on a global scale. So if you don't mind, I want to play this audio from Robert Kennedy Jr., friends. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. He's got an issue with his throat, but listen to his heart, because his heart is just emanating, friends, with the words and the anointing in some cases, friends, as to the message that he's conveying to the rest of us, not just in America, but on a global basis. Robert Kennedy Jr., check this out.
Towards obedience, because if you're disobedient, they'll be able to shut down your bank account and starve you. And you'll have no access to cash. And many people argue that this pandemic was a plandemic, that it was planned from the outset, that it's part of a sinister scheme. I can't tell you the answer to that. I don't have enough evidence. A lot of it feels very planned to me. But I don't know. But I will tell you this. If you create these mechanisms for control, they become weapons of obedience.
That's right, forced compliance.
For authoritarian regimes, no matter how beneficial or innocent the people who created them, once you create them, they will be abused.
Yep.
100% guarantee that they will be abused. And all of the people who are out on the street now, who are arguing with these, with this new imposition that we're seeing all around us, of authoritarian control, of people being told, wear your mask. And, you know, I think everybody in Europe, everybody in Germany, everybody in the United States, if they were told, here's why you should wear a mask, here's the science that says it will help, here is the science that says it works, that you will stop transmission to other people, everybody would wear it with no problem. What we know is that we're not being dealt with honestly. We're being told this is the science, but it's not. It's an appeal to authority. It's science because Tony Fauci and Bill Gates tell us it's science. We want to see the studies. We want to see the studies on hydroxychloroquine. We want to see the studies on whether the lockdown is killing more people than the coronavirus. We want to see real science and real risk assessments. And we are not going to take the word. My father told me when I was a child, people in authority lie.
Yep.
And we all, if we are going to continue to live in a democracy, we need to understand that people in authority lie. People in authority will abuse every power that we relinquish to them.
That's right.
And right now, we are giving them the power to micromanage every bit of our lives 24 hours a day. They're going to know where we are. They're going to know the money that we spend. They're going to have access to our children. They're going to have the right to compel unwanted medical interventions on us. We, you know, the Nazis did that in the camps.
There it is again, friends.
In World War II. They
yep.
tested vaccines on gypsies and Jews.
Yep.
And the world was so horrified after the war that we signed the Nuremberg Charter.
That's right.
And we all pledged when we do that, we would never again impose unwanted medical interventions on human beings without informed consent. And yet in 2 years, all of that conviction has suddenly disappeared.
Yep.
And people are walking around in masks where the science has not been explained to them. They are doing what they're told. They are orchestrating, these government agencies are orchestrating obedience.
That's right.
It is not democratic. It's not the product of democracy. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race.
That's right. Okay, now, folks, you're getting a little taste of what he has to say. But what Robert Kennedy Jr. has been saying, friends, it resonates. It resonates with the people, not just in America, but on a global basis. And he set up organizations to begin to defy what's going on here. Why? Because he said we've been lied to. And again, I just beg the question to everybody listening right now. Why are people listening to Bill Gates? He's not a doctor. He's not a licensed doctor, friends. Why are people listening to Anthony Fauci? We know he's a little rat. He sits on Bill Gates' board. We know that neither one of them know how to tell the truth. And by the way, even if he was a licensed doctor, like Anthony Fauci is, they can have all the doctors that they can sum up, friends, but the bottom line is that they don't know how to tell the truth. They're good for nobody. And the fact of the matter is we know that they don't know how to tell the truth. And see, here's Robert Kennedy telling the American people and people on a global basis, listen, this is all a fraud. He's saying that if this was legitimate, then why did they have to do this by force? This is forced compliance to an authoritarian government. And by the way, when he was talking about democratic process is constitutional. Okay, but we're not a democracy. Again, just for the record, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We operate democratically within our constitutional republic. Don't forget that. That's important that you understand that. Because every president continuously inundates the American people with the fact that we're a democracy. No, we are not a democracy in any sense of the word. But again, going back to Robert Kennedy Jr., man, if this guy, if the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree and understanding that metaphor, I'll tell you what, that's exactly spot on. Because Robert Kennedy Jr. is acting just like his dad. And these guys are willing to stand up and just take it to the powers that are tolerated and let the rest of us know this is what's going on. Did you hear what he said? He said the agencies that have been created, friends, are working to do what? Force compliance. They want to force compliance. Hey, folks, if there was a genuine a virus, you don't have to tell somebody that's sick what they need to do. But this is all we have been seeing from the current administration, and this on a global basis. Okay? Every step of the way, going into grocery stores, walk this way, wear a mask, wash your hands. You know what? Go fly a kite. Because I'm sick and tired of your dictatorial attitude and acting in an unlawful manner. And what's interesting to note, friends, is not just coming from the President of the United States of America or other agencies, but it's also coming about through those that are linked into government, acting as a fascist state in the United States of America. Folks, is anybody paying attention to the fact that it's these big corporations that have been allowed to stay open, to remain open, to go ahead and enforce what is unconstitutional? Anybody paying attention to that? That's the definition of fascism, friends. There's an alliance going on. Isaiah 28, verse 18, but the Bible tells us that their covenant of death will be disannulled. Their covenant of hell will be disannulled again. But also notice that Robert Kennedy also brought up the Nuremberg trials. Folks, prevention is better than cure. If all those people that said that they were just doing their job were actually doing their job, they would have snuffed out Adolf Hitler. They went to snuffed out 6 to 12 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents. Prevention is better than cure. It's better for us to deal with them and shut the door on corrupt politicians than for us to suffer their abuses. When are we going to wake up to that, friends? History is repeating itself. And if we want to stop it from repeating itself, then we need to go back to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16. We need to hold to the word of God. We need to keep the commandments of the Lord out of love to him because of what his son Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. When he bled Calvary red, for what? As the propitiation of the sins of mankind. He washed us in his blood, Revelations 1:5. Go to Hebrews 9:22. The list goes on, friends, concerning the blood. But we're a blood-bought people in the spirit, first and foremost, and in the natural. And keep in mind what our forefathers fought off over in third world countries and in foreign countries. Why is their posterity, you, in several cases, why are you tolerating what they died fighting against? I need to know this. Because that's un-American. We need to take this country, we need to go to Arlington Cemetery, and we need to show the rest of this country what men did fighting off the likes of an Adolf Hitler. A Third Reich, which you're tolerating here in America today. under this current administration, and the one that preceded it, and the administration that preceded that one, and the administration that preceded that one. The list goes on. Friends, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take these phone calls. I got Dan in Ohio. Dan, do me a favor. I still have to hit this topic. I'll give you 1 minute. Go for it.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, quick point. I think we're being played on this Bob Woodward thing about this Trump with all this talking in the past. I think this narrative on the COVID is dying, and they're using this.
Oh, they've lost the narrative. They've lost the narrative, Dan. That's why they're forcing it. They've already lost the narrative. If they didn't, they wouldn't have to force it. They're coming in through authoritarian means. Now, that's why they are forcing compliance. But the fact of the matter is this is where the American people need to rise up, and that's exactly what's happening.
Well, I understand, but that's kind of my point is now Trump is going to be able to sell the vaccine a little easier to his people, saying, well, you know, I was wrong. It's probably a good idea, and yeah, it's worse than we thought. I think he's already played.
But Dan, he's already done that. Okay. He already did that. Remember, he said, no, it's nothing to worry about back in March, and then the end of March, then he said, I knew it was a lot worse than we first thought. I mean, the guy flip-flops like a fish on a dock. I mean, he's been doing it since day one, and it's all by design to confuse the people. And it's interesting to note, when you're saying that, yesterday we had Dr. June Knight on exposing Trump for who he is and what it is that he does in front of the people and how he plays behind closed doors. She said they're always two different stories. And so it comes as no surprise to me that he's coming in and saying, we're going to use the military to do this. Well, you don't need to use the military to do that. If the people want it, they're going to come willingly, but they're doing it by force, and that's why they need to use the military. And I hope everybody's listening to that, because this is where we need to stand up and resist now.
Yep. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate you, Dan.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother. Totally do. Steve, Minnesota, 1 minute, Steve. It's all yours.
Yeah, the biggest problem here is that the government's no longer trying to carry out what we, the voters who vote them in, want. They always have an agenda where they're trying to control us. And that's not what the country was set up for them to do.
That's right.
They were set up to be like the board of a corporation, where the people that buy shares in that want them to carry out their will and do what they're hired to do. And every single one that gets in there goes and works for somebody else. And that's why they're going to use force.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where that rally you're going to, the key is everybody's got to say, you know what? You're not going to use force against us, because we'll defend ourselves.
That's right. And there you have it right there. But what begs the question, Steve, is how many abuses do the American people need to suffer before they actually stand up and begin to deal with these lawfully? Now, I'm not talking about, friends, violence. I'm talking about lawfully. I'm talking about reformation. I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about overthrowing those that are overthrowing the Constitution the way that our forefathers taught us to. And again, it's all found in provision in the U.S. Constitution. The American people can do this the right way, but if they don't do anything about it, it's going to get to a point of violence, Steve, and there's no question about it, and that's where we're headed right now. This is where we need to begin to resist.
Well, if we won't say no to a stupid mess, we're not going to do something hard, and you and me over the years, we've always said no. When somebody comes up and says, we're taking your rights, you and me always have stood up and said, no, you ain't. The answer's no.
Yeah,
and so many people have argued with you and me and said, well, can't you? Why do you always got to cause trouble? Well, the reason is because the trouble will get worse if you don't say no when it's easy to it. They're the ones that are going to force violence, because they won't say
right.
no before the violence is there.
And they're already telling us this. And here's the thing. I want to make reference to this to my new listeners on Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. What Steve's talking about right now, friends, is just like Elijah in 1 Kings 18, when Ahab, the corrupt king, met Elijah on the backside of the desert. And what did he say to him? He said he called him the troubler. He called Elijah the troubler. And what did Elijah say? I'm not the troubler. He said to the corrupt king, it's you that's forgotten your father's commandments. And that's exactly the case here. And folks, so if trouble comes to us for us standing up and doing the right thing, so be it. But they pick the fight. Just make sure that you have the power to win it. Amen? Again, keep in mind that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Thanks for the call, Steve. I really have to get to this. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. That's what's happening, friends, on a global basis. The church in America is rising up in the face of tyranny. Now, I want to tell you, it's happening in Australia in a big way. You're seeing what's going on over there. Facebook, they're using Facebook to turn people in that are anti-vaccination, right? And so they're going to homes and arresting people. That's not going over very well, friends, over there. The same thing happened over in the UK. People in the hundreds of thousands are beginning to rise up and defy tyranny. Same thing over in Germany. Hundreds of thousands of people, for more reasons than just the vaccinations and the COVID perpetuated fraud, the Muslim infiltration. What's going on over there in Germany and France? It's the same thing. But they're beginning to rise up in opposition to defiance. And they should have done this a long time ago. And again, I want to remind you, it's not good enough to just defy them. You must, in this country, remove them and charge them for their crimes, because if anything less were to take place, keep in mind, you're only adding strength to tyranny. You're encouraging them to get up and do it again on another day. Hey, justice guards our liberty, friends. We can see what's on the horizon here. They're not enforcing the law. This administration has not prosecuted one He has not drained the swamp one time as he promised he would a long time ago. And guess what he's doing again, friends? He's using the same talking points that he did 4 years ago, 5 years ago on the campaign trail as well, without any fulfilled promises. And yet his worshipers, they'll just go right along with it, friends, because they are just blindly following him straight to the hell that they're creating. It's good for a man. It seems there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death, the Bible tells us. Now let me go over to this. John Knox, the prophet from Scotland, said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. John Adams said it. Thomas Jefferson said it. Ben Franklin said it. Our national slogan says it. And it's exactly what we're beginning to see here in this country. Now, I want to jump over to CBN News, which just reported churches in California have repeatedly been under attack. It's not a virus that's under attack. It's the church that's under attack for exercising their First Amendment rights by gathering to pray and worship. They are now facing fines for singing together. I'm not making this up. Liberty Counsel, a Christian religious rights law firm, reported that Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Thousand Oaks was found to be in contempt of court last Friday for exercising their rights. But listen to what they said. For violating the state's COVID-19 health orders. Whoa. So what needs to be question here concerning those that enforce their unconstitutional edicts is, where did you derive that authority? Dead in the water. Governor Gavin Newsom's order prohibit all persons to worship, including home Bible studies and fellowship. Listen carefully, friends. North Valley pastor Jack Triber declared that churches have a fundamental right to worship together. Absolutely. You do not receive your rights from the state, friends. Don't ever forget that you receive your rights from God. And those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. Jack said, you can't have any law against assembling in God's house. None, he said. I know we have a constitutional right to worship. We do. But we have a higher power that we answer to. We do. I have a biblical mandate. Me too, Jack. We've obeyed authority in this church. We've always obeyed authority. But when local authority begins to disregard this authority, we go with this book, the Bible, right here, he added, while holding a Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was at a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, friends. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We are. Brian Fox, who supports Pastor Triber, tweeted, pray for North Valley Baptist Church, Pastor Jack Triber, Santa Clara, California. The actual case, or I'm sorry, the actual cease and desist letter was posted to their doors, and he said, I fully support Pastor as he plans to conduct services tomorrow. And then he ends with Acts 5:29, we ought to obey God rather than man. Exactly right. And for those that don't have this in scriptural order and in context, keep in mind how many times the Lord had to send angels to deliver the apostles out of jail, or earthquakes, or send the fourth man like he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The list goes on. Split the sea through for Moses to bring the children of Israel over, and the waters over through who? Pharaoh and his armies. Keep it in scriptural context. And finally, Todd Starnes reported more than 12,000 Christians are defying the governor and worship at the California Capitol. More than 12,000 of all races, we're all in this together, friends, Acts 7:26, and backgrounds gathered in sweltering heat to worship Jesus Christ at the state capitol building in Sacramento, California. Amen. The Christians did so in defiance of Governor Gavin Newsom, the governor responsible for shutting down many churches across the state. The Sacramento Bee, a newspaper, noted that most of those attending were not wearing masks and they were not in compliance with the governor's mandates. Folks, America was founded on the freedom to worship, and let us worship. And friends, we will continuously worship, even with our last breath, if it needs be. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.